Okay, we're back live from Cold Creek Canyon, Colorado. If you're just tuning in, you've missed the shout and the questions and answers. We are now at the beginning of the day. We're doing the slides. We're going to do an abbreviated version of the slides because Saint Germain doesn't like them so much at all. But
then he shouldn't have let you work so hard at them.
A lot of time goes into these slides. Now,
watch this.
We're going to skip the recap from last month.
Now, he may not like the recap, but most people do. And it's interesting that he's criticizing Tobias's recap.
I know.
Does he expect you to do his next month?
Oh, yeah. So a lot of time goes into these slides. For instance, watch this transition. It took a little bit to do it.
Yeah,
you see? Look what people have missed. Those who have left, look what they missed. Actually, that being said, February was a busy month.
Yes, it was.
Very, very busy. We had a wonderful time. We were with Norman Garrett for part of the time. We started the month by going to Israel.
Mm-hmm. Tel Aviv.
And it's interesting that Tobias is saying now, or Saint Germain is saying that a little bit of stuff going on in Israel.
I wonder if that has anything to do with why Tobias is a little occupied.
No, Tobias was doing some measurement thing, you know, whatever.
And so isn't related busy to that at all?
I don't think so.
Okay, interesting. Okay, well, so, I think you should share more dope on the side.
We started in Israel. It was our third time there. And if you ever get a chance to go to Israel, it is, I love it. Tobias loves it. There is so much feeling there.
And layer upon layer upon
Israeli
layer.
Israeli Shambra are incredible.
They're
I
awesome.
Mean, they are awesome. We had a blast.
Very
there.
Passionate.
And we did something very interesting while we were there. On one of the first days before the workshop started, we you know Amir and Gerhardt, who played at the
Taos
of the Quantum Leap, they've taken on the name for their group as Yoham, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And we said, let's go into the recording studio and just see what happens. So we booked a studio. We
Amazing.
Hardly talked about it at all. We went into the studio and just chatted for a minute and said, they said, well, we're going to do six different songs. And I said, well, Tobias will come in kind of and just see how it goes. Worst case, we wasted a little bit of money, a little bit of time. We had a blast.
It was amazing.
We had a blast. So I'm going to play a slide program here. And
okay.
Half the shots are from Israel. And then the other half of the shots are from the teacher training in Amersfoort, Netherlands. We had 90 teachers in Amersfoort that we graduated, about 60 ascension teachers and 30 sexual energies.
Amazing.
And that was amazing. I mean, it was an incredible 3 weeks. So while I'm playing the slides here, I'm going to ask John if you would play, I think it's cut three from the CD. This is an actual, it's not a fully mixed or fully mastered version of this recording session. And it's about feeling.
It's
pretty incredible.
Don't say anymore.
Okay. The total is about 70 minutes, six different tracks. We're just going to play about a three-minute
really
section. So,
really
John, whenever you're queued up, we'll start.
Feel it. Feel it.
Yeah.
the old energy. Change brought drama. And drama brought spinning and confusion. In the new energy, there's no need for drama in the changes. It is time to experience, to feel, and to live. But the changes that come to your life now, they don't need to entice drama. They don't need to make the drama grander than what you are. The call to awakening has gone out, and the changes come. Experience the changes in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, and in every moment of your life. Experience the change. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice, huh? Really nice.
I listened to the whole CD the other night through headsets, and I thought, well, I'll just listen while I'm working away here, and hadn't listened at all since.
Wow, that's weird, listening to yourself like that.
It wasn't me.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
I just thought, you know, I've been doing some work and just to see what it's like. And at one point, I had to just put down all the work.
Yep.
Tobias did something in there.
Very moving.
Along with Amir and Gerhardt. And I just went off on a trip.
It was really moving.
Amazing.
It'll be a nice piece for people that truly are awakening, people that are opening up.
He doesn't use any scary words, you know. He doesn't use... talk about reincarnation or Atlantis or anything like that. So it could be very, very mainstream. And particularly through the headsets, it is an absolute experience. So we're just finishing up on the production of it, and we'll have it out by next month. So anyway, appreciate you listening to it. All right. Upcoming events. And if I seem incoherent, I am. It's difficult doing this in reverse order.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, I got to kind of come out of channeling
mode. I'll help you at any point.
Okay.
Well, as we're leaving town tomorrow, that's so that we will be ready to do Finding Your Passion in Palma, Mallorca, Spain. We're really excited about that. We've done that workshop twice before.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful with helping people be clear about their their different parts and how
it's
that fits together.
It's a two-day thing that
very
Tobias
lovely.
Really works with people on how to discover your passion.
And you don't suffer. There's not a lot of suffering in this.
No. It's a fun workshop.
Yeah, it's
so,
a fun workshop.
If you don't have anything better to do, March 8th and 9th,
if you want to suffer, don't go to this.
Right. Yeah. And then...
The channeling workshop.
The channeling workshop.
That's really fun.
We haven't done that in about 2 years. We're going to do it in Spain. And it's a lot of fun. We actually get into things like the ethics of channeling, the physics of channeling.
Feeling.
We tell a lot of stories, but then the important thing is we get people in small groups doing channeling.
It's experiential.
People really like it. They talk about it years afterwards because it's like breaking through that barrier.
Right.
They know they can do it, but they're not sure. Well, in this school, they have the chance, and they channel a lot
space.
Of different things. Yeah,
it's fun. It's one really beautiful, favorite. And it's one of my favorite.
Yeah, and Norman Garrett are joining us for that as well.
Yep. Oh my goodness!
You know, we felt so bad. We've been doing workshops now for 5 or 6 years, and the attendance is always good. We sell out a lot of events, and we're pretty good at knowing how many are going to be there. So I figured on the Kuthumi weekend, I mean a weekend with Kuthumi, we'd have 100 to 150 people. We had 30. It's like poor Kuthumi. And we were calling this the Cow Dung Weekend, and I said, let's just change the name and call this a Weekend with Kathumi. But anyway, if you want to be in a small group, Columbus,
yeah,
Ohio, March 28th to 30th. I even changed the picture. I didn't put a cow in there this time.
Well, that was big of you.
And then I put that picture in, and I got this voice. Said, you better put a note on there. That's not me. Just so people know. So that is not Kathumi. After that?
Yes. April 12th and 13th, we'll be in São Paulo, Brazil. It is our first time to Brazil.
And that's not a picture of São Paulo.
Good.
That's a picture of Brazil. But I liked that picture a lot. So I thought, you know, that's more indicative.
It'll be our first time in South America. So
yeah.
It's definitely a new opening. And so we hope to see you there.
Yep. Ah, after that, I am looking forward to this.
Oh, because you like to see people cry.
There's been so much talk about aspectology this last 6 months or year in Crimson Circle, and then Tobias is finally going to do the school.
I want to add to that. What?
And this is a picture of Kelowna, by the way.
aspectology is becoming more and more important. What it appears is that since they delivered the information about ascension, that in observation of how people are working with it, that the idea and the feeling and integration of aspects is an incredibly huge, huge piece of the ascension process. So it's been interesting because even the ascension workshops that have been done right up to this have focused more and more into the importance of aspects. So it's no coincidence that this has become very, very important as more and more of us focus on the potential of ascension in this lifetime.
And really understanding what aspects
right.
are. And to me, the whole area is amazing.
And all aspects of aspects.
That's right. It's like, Norma and Garrett are going to be part of this school and all aspectology schools. And then immediately following any aspectology school, they're going to do a two-day intensive to really... I know Tobias is going to talk about what aspects are and how they work or don't work in our lives. But if people want to really, really get into the deep integration, Norma and Garrett are going to do a two-day follow-up, like a kind of on-the-floor, really intense type of workshop.
And I like some of the aspect material that's coming out. Like, for instance, when we were doing the teacher training, Tobias did a little special, or was that St. Germain? Who did it? Tobias. I did a little channel to the teachers about integrating their teacher aspect. That was interesting too, because it's a very, very broad and encompassing topic in relationship to what we're doing right now.
Yep.
And our lives. It's important.
After that, we're off to Romania.
Hi to Tammy and Kelowna. Oh. Hi to,
Hello to Tammy and Kelowna.
Hi, Saul. Hi, Doug. And then we're going...
And that's not where we're having the workshop.
No, it's not.
But that is a picture from Romania.
Is it from Bucharest? Just Romania.
That's Romania. It's a castle in Romania.
You don't want to see... Okay.
But we're not doing the workshop there.
Sylvia has
I don't want somebody showing up and saying...
Where are you going?
Well, this isn't the castle that I saw in the picture.
So are you deliberately trying to be deceptive?
No.
Creative, beautiful.
Yeah.
Showing the beauty of the place. Okay. Okay, so it's a day of new energy. It's a one day for Bucharest. This was our fourth trip back?
Fourth or fifth,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Barbara Wythe is going to be joining us for the one day. Yeah. So I think a lot of you know her from the Quantum Leap. Okay, immediately following that is the Aspectology School.
Also in Bucharest?
That's not a picture of Bucharest. But it is Romania. And for the Aspectology School, of course, Norma and Garrett are going to be part of that and doing their two-day intensive afterwards. And then it's off to...
Hungary.
I like the question about
Hungary
today.
Hungary?
We're going to do a one-day general workshop. And
yes.
General means, you know, people can bring their families, friends, non-chambra. It's more general, and
it's more. It's more.
Norma and Garrett are going to be there as well,
and it's our. It is
and
our very is first time in Budapest and Hungary, so it's our very first trip there, and we're really quite excited about
that
it.
That is a shot of Budapest.
Yes, I know that. It's right on the river.
Yeah. Which river?
Danube.
Thank you. Somebody's out. It's very smart. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I want to mention that. Oh, it was important, and it's gone that fast.
I know.
It was about Budapest.
I know. Just feel it.
Oh, I heard a rumor that since it's real nearby, that there are a number of Chambra from Austria that say they're coming. So we hope that you'll join us in Hungary since it's so close by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then immediately following that, then we're going to do a one-day Chambra intensive. The first day is more general. Second day,
Go after both.
Tobias and St. Germain are going to show up.
Oh, both
and
of them.
Norman Garrett.
Wow.
And we're going to get
go
pretty
after
deep.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to go for it.
Okay.
Okay. Just a quick look at the summer schedule. We're going to be at the Cryon Summer Light Conference in Sedona in June. We'll be working with Lee Carroll, of course, Steve Rother, who channels the group, and Rana Herman, who channels Archangel Michael. And we're all going to be doing kind of a group channel thing. So it'll be a wonderful reunion. I think the last time we were together was 2002. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a hard time keeping track.
I read it on his website.
Oh, okay. we'll be filming the Finding Your Passion workshop here in Denver. I think you have a location already.
That's right.
June 28th and 29th.
It's at the Radisson in Denver.
And then we'll be filming the Aspectology School up in Breckenridge.
Right.
July 11th through the 13th.
Correct.
And then finally, the we call it the midsummer, I guess it should be late summer, New Energy Conference in Hamburg, Germany, August 22nd through the 26th. That's going to be an incredible event. Michelle, is it in the store yet, or are we going to put it up the next few days?
No, it's not in the store. We were waiting for a little bit more information.
Okay.
They'll have it up Monday. They didn't have enough to put it in the store.
Let's say mid-next week it'll be in the store. We already have a pre-registration list of, I think, about 250 so far, pre-registered. So it's going to be, I would say, 800, maybe 1,000 people.
It looks to be a special event, and we have certainly found a location that could make the event really special. It's a beautiful location, and it's big enough to truly allow everyone to have a great time and to celebrate like Chambra maniacs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. A couple of quick things with upcoming teacher, St. Germain. He's like, do they really like these slides? It's like, go away. Go to Israel. Go away.
Tell him to go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep. Upcoming teacher training class. It's tough, you know. You hear all this stuff all the time. Jeez.
Come on, that's not so bad. They want to hear. Don't you want to hear?
Yeah. Upcoming teacher training classes. If you're interested in becoming a certified Crimson Circle teacher, we're doing training for Syncretize in Mallorca,
yes.
2 weeks or a week and a half from now.
Yep.
And then Dreamwalker Death Teacher Training in Bucharest.
It's probably the only time we'll do it in Europe this year. So if you're at all interested in Dreamwalker Death, this is the one to look at, because it probably is the only time this year in Europe.
Absolutely. Then this was kind of the end of the slide program. I like to end with a true story happened back in September. In near Donner, which is right near our Lake Tahoe office, about 10, 15 miles
Nevada
away.
California, Nevada area, yeah.
So there's this bear going across the bridge one day, walking across the bridge, and apparently a couple cars went by and scared the bear. Well, the first question is, why was the bear crossing the bridge? I thought bears, you know, went down through the river, but it's a smart bear. You know, I'm going to go across the bridge. A couple cars came by and scared him, and he jumped off the side, but was able, you know, as bears do, caught himself. So he's hanging from the bridge.
By his claws.
Being a smart bear, he decided to take a nap. And he said, I'm just going to hang here for a while. I don't know what to do. Can you see him, like, way up? He ended up just taking a nap. And in the meantime, the authorities are like, how do you get a bear? You know, what, do you send a guy down there to, like, you know, throw the bear in his back and walk away? Well, you don't do that. So the bear slept there overnight because the authorities couldn't figure out what to do. They finally rigged a bunch of stuff together, some nets, and they shot a tranquilizer dart at the
bear, and he dumped
into the net. And then they lowered him down to the ground.
Hell of a ride, huh?
That's like bungee jumping. Can you imagine what that bear is thinking? I'm never going to cross that bridge again. And he finally walked away.
Sort of a story of life, huh? You're never going to cross that bridge again. Yeah.
Well, and to me, kind of the moral of the story is, is if you end up in a world of hurt like that, just take a nap. It's going to be better. It's going to be better when you wake up. Saint Germain will rescue you or something will happen. All those things he talks about will come into your life and just take care of it. So I thought that was kind of cute. His girlfriend probably took the pictures. I don't know. This was the end of the slide program. Thanks to Shambo for your love and support. And then the credits to the incredible staff. I think actually we should give the webcast staff a big hand.
Ow! Ow! We couldn't do it nearly as easily if it wasn't for them.
So quick to respond, too. Yeah. St. Germain wants to come in. They kind of quickly shuffle around and make things happen. So thank you for watching my slide program. one more slide. You gotta watch this. Now, this took a little time. This was, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to show this.
Oh, wow.
We have a few minutes. Does anybody have any questions, any comments, anything that they wanna share? No? Oh, okay. Oh, he knows that. It really. I actually appreciate it when I felt him coming in early. I'm like, oh God, and it's like, part of me was like, no, we have a system here, Saint Germain. We show the slides, we eat, we do the channel, and literally, I was sitting there in a chair and it felt like I was going to burst. And he was pretty much saying, get on with it. But it was good, kind of.
It was fine. It was lovely.
Keeps things rolling.
It was a great channel.
But it was. Experienced change. It was. So thank you, and thank. I'm sure Saint Germain hears that. Yeah. It was. It was actually. I love the tools, and there's sometimes I know when they just want to come in and talk to us, and they use that hour to kind of, download. Energy, whatever they do, and sometimes Tobias kind of goes on and on and on, And I'm channeling and I'm saying
no,
Tobias.
No, he's been channeling more. He's been more succinct. No, he knows he's not got a lot of time.
Mm. But sometimes he goes on and on. And it's like, what are you doing? And he said, well, we're kind of like doing a download, like you do on your computer. You just got to sit there and wait, for it to happen. But I like that today. Saint Germain was very clear, very
it was very nice.
Yeah,
very easy to relate to it.
Yeah. Anybody else? Anything else?
I'd like to make a comment.
Yes. Would you mind? David will give you the microphone so people out in Chamberland can hear. Everybody can hear then, and they're going to say, thank you for making that comment.
I just want to thank you guys. My life changes constantly. Ever since I was born, I change and change, and this helps me ground. So thank you.
Thank you.
It just really touches me.
We appreciate that.
Really nice of you. Thank you.
Actually, we love doing it. We love traveling with Norma and Garrett and seeing Shamba around the world. It's actually amazing. Whether we're in Israel or here in Coal Creek or Japan, there is a kind of a presence with Shamba. And we can spot him in the hotel before
really
we ever
funny.
Meet him.
Yeah.
And you can feel Shamba. And as diverse as the cultures are, the consciousness is the same. And that's where I know we're all from the same place.
Yep.
It's truly amazing. And being with 90 new teachers last week
God,
in Holland
was unbelievable.
You couldn't ask for a better way to spend a week of time. We worked all day and then we kind of played at night together. It was inspiring.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Carrie.
Way in the back. Oh.
CCEC stock situation, are they going to get a chance to ever buy in? And can you give an update on that? And what's going on there? And is my stock going to split? And do you have any money for me?
I can hear my lawyer aspect. Don't answer! I can give you some of an answer. We're having a shareholders meeting, our annual shareholders meeting here on March 23rd in this very location. We're going to do a webcast for all the shareholders. We've been working on a lot of legal things and kind of a redesign of the corporation that we'll be announcing, so I really can't say anything before then, other than to say that we looked at the dates when we had to have our meeting, and it has to be kind of in this general time frame, but we had to look at Norman Garrett's schedule and our schedule and the staff and everybody. There was only one date that was agreeable to everybody. It was March 23rd. And it was really interesting because then I realized March 23rd is Easter, and it's also the two-year anniversary date of Crimson Circle Energy Company. So it's like, whoa. You know, it's kind of like interesting dynamics. So in answer to your question, you'll get a lot more answers on the 23rd.
Shareholders, what about for, does everybody get to hear it?
Well, we have to talk to shareholders first.
And so can I tell them what you tell me?
No, it's a secret. You have to sign a piece of paper. yes, and we'll make a general announcement after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I need to be...
we have to follow the rules.
Get a good lawyer yet, Jeff?
We have many good lawyers, and that's the problem. Too many lawyers. Too many lawyers.
Watch it. That's going public.
Oh, love the lawyers. They're great.
It's not good to piss off lawyers.
No.
I had just one question. When Tobias is not going to be working with us any longer, is St. Germain going to take over, or Kuthumi, or a combination thereof?
I kind of know, because a long time ago, actually, the first time Tobias ever brought St. Germain into the meetings, he made a statement that one day St. Germain would take over, and this was long before Tobias said anything about Sam or that. So the answer is yes, but I also know they're bringing in a couple other characters, so yeah. So it's not, you know, we're
well,
getting some...
Well, if St. Germain's buddies, that could be scary.
I know, we're getting some new ones, so... And it's interesting, people ask, you know, how do Linda and I feel about Tobias leaving? And I have real mixed feelings.
I am really clear.
Really?
Yeah.
Sad?
Yeah. I just love him so much, and he's just been so kind, personally kind to me. St. Germain is too, but just Tobias is like this figure that just wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, just complete and wonderful and charming and funny and pushing and but supporting, and I feel bad about it. He's really, you know, it's like a dear family member.
Yeah, and I keep not thinking about it. You know, I say, okay, we got a lot of work to do between now and then, but and you know, we're sitting in an airplane somewhere, and it's like, oh, Tobias, you know, how could you do this? But I keep getting reassured that it's we're all going to the next level.
Will you continue to have the meetings here?
Oh yes. Oh yeah. I mean, we love doing it, and you know, however
we have to do the meetings here, or we would never be home.
Right. that's true. It's true. Although we talked, just coming back from Europe, Linda and I were talking, saying, why are we going back? It's like, oh, the monthly meeting, you know, that's right. Because it would have been easier on Monday to go to Spain instead of coming back here. And we said we do the monthly meeting, but I do want to do a couple of monthly meetings a year from the road, like, you know, live from...
Switzerland.
Oh, yeah. Fred and Vrenny and Swiss group. Mark and Jane would be there. But to do a couple live webcasts,
yeah.
But... Then I thought too. It's like, boy, we don't want to make sure to get anybody here upset. Do a couple overseas.
As long as it's only a couple.
A couple, yeah. So, did that answer your question?
Yes. Good. I was just wondering if another 2 years or year and a half down the road, if this is all going to be done or what.
Who knows?
I don't think so. I think I actually St. Germain pointed out today the energy of Chambre, it just keeps going.
Expanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I the only one that's sad about Tobias? Kind of.
Yeah. By the way, we're going to have the Midsummer Conference in July 2009, which is Tobias's departure. He said he's leaving July 19th. We are going to do that gathering in Keystone, Colorado, up near Breckenridge. We've already booked the facility.
Almost.
It can hold I think about 1,200
people. It'll hold a lot of people.
A lot of people. So we're going to have a huge, huge party for tonight.
We already have Jimmy Statler booked.
Yeah. The important stuff. Yeah. The band.
Yeah, the band's booked.
So we're planning a big party for Tobias.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Who has a microphone? Oh.
I just want to say happy birthday, Linda. But I also want to say we all acknowledge what a tremendous presence you are to
the
Jeff and Linda team. And Jeff does the channeling, but you know he couldn't do a lot of it without you.
That's true.
Thank you. I love what we do.
Don't want to either. So that's the important
part.
And
we just want to say thank you to you also.
Thank you. I love what we do. I really do.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So with that, everybody remember their homework? Yeah. Create something.
Go make something.
And then, but you know, kind of pour your consciousness into it. So that'd be interesting. He said Tobias is going to pick it up next month. We will be back here on April 5th, and look forward to seeing everybody. And thank you for watching the slides. That was
thank you. They were really good.
Yeah. Couldn't believe what he said. So thank you. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.